Kennards make trade easy. Kennards Hire is making trade easy with a 2-hour delivery promise and heaps more. Kennards make your job
easy. Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to another week of Drive with Joel and Fletch. And it's all happening here. Well done to Russ, too, hosting this afternoon's program. I look to my On This Day page. Shannon Doherty, 50 today, a milestone birthday for Shannon Doherty. David Letterman, the great man, his birthday. Claire Danes, it's just aficionado after aficionado. Johnny Raper, the immortal. It's his birthday today, and one bear's head too. Happy birthday, Fletch.
Thank you, Sugar. Yes, 12th of April.
Yeah.
1974.
Wow.
I mean, it's a pretty good gang who I'm with.
Well, you were saying a bigger birthday in the ad break.
Yeah, I didn't think of what you told me, though. So I was born on Good Friday,
yes.
1974. It's never happened again. My birthday's been on Easter Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, the Monday, but never on Good Friday. But my daughter has gone ahead in time and found out that in 2054, it happens again. And you, as you said to me, it's the end of it. So I'll be 76.
No, you'll be 80.
80.
Well, you're born in 74?
80. I'll be 80.
You'll be 80.
That's good.
You'll take that.
Absolutely.
I'd take an 80 if I was absolutely guaranteed 80. G'day, Gibbo. How are you, mate? The surfing's all in action. We're going to speak to Ronnie Blakely a bit later on. Your time to shine.
Hopefully, Joe. I've got to think of a great question for you. Yeah, good weekend. How was yours, Jolly?
Oh, it was great, mate. We're going to get you off the bench. You're saying put me in, coach. We're going to put you in there.
Well, can I just say something? I listened on Saturday morning, and Gibbo, you can't shut him up. I thought it was just Gibbo's
around the grounds.
Was it around the grounds?
Yeah, around the grounds on Saturday morning with Russ Barwick this week, but usually Adam Peacock and Nick Davis. The best show on Saturday morning on this station.
I know, but you were quite vocal. You're very shy around us.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys are the big dogs. On the weekend, I get to, like...
You fall down any stairs this week, Gibbo?
No, not. I fell up a few stairs, but no, it was good this weekend.
How would you rate the weekend as far as giving it a nudge goes?
Well, I gave it a good nudge on Saturday, but I smashed my nose.
Mm.
So in footy, and then so...
Was it at Jerome Luai levels, like as far as, like, peak performance?
No. I hadn't had a trial. I was blowing. I was crazy.
Was it at Matt Dufty levels, peak performance?
Oh, it was probably Andrew Fifita playing New South Wales Cup.
Yeah.
Hang on, just on those two. I didn't see the games, but they didn't get any points, so they must have gone very well.
No. They went poor, both Luai and Matty Dufty. Quirky week, boys. Very, very quirky week. What about the Hitachi highlights?
Mate, they've exploded.
They've
absolutely exploded. Yeah, the three tries. Mm. So that surely they're 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, yeah. No further questions, Your Honour. So the quirky week was the Bulldog scoring tries.
Yep.
The 2-point field goal. We said it had happened in the first half, didn't we? We guaranteed that. It did.
It was just brilliant.
Adam Reynolds.
Now we're just waiting for a 20-40.
You know, probably my favourite quirk of the weekend. This was just glorious to watch. So the Parramatta Eels. So there's an incident where the ball comes free. And so the Parramatta Eels, and this is the kind of night they knew they were in for, captain's challenge.
Mm.
Captain's challenge comes back successful, right? Penalty to the Dragons. So they've challenged something and it's shown light on something else. They've won the challenge. It comes back. Oh, you've won the challenge. Yeah. Penalty Dragons.
Yeah, that's not quirky. That's just bad luck. That's karma.
Oh.
Did you see Fergo just vomiting everywhere?
Yeah.
What had your little... sickness, Brooksy.
Chuck or Charlie's.
They're not a sponsor, are they?
No.
Not yet. Wasn't Chuck or Charlie's anyway.
Maybe never.
Wasn't Chuck or Charlie's. It was Cole.
Yeah, it was Charlie's. It wasn't the best. It was my call. But Brandon Smith too on Saturday. Didn't he go into the sheds for a bit of a Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
Virus going around.
Oh, mind you, bellyache, he was getting stuck into him. He said he was just taking the PO55.
Well, you don't know with the cheese.
Nah.
Because he's very good. He's coming on the show next Sunday, so I'm looking forward to that.
Is he now?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. Looking forward to that too. Brooksy here for Four Pines Brewing Co. Takes real characters to produce a show like this. That reminded me you talking about him. That great man there. Trojan Tools built tough only at Bunnings Warehouse. Bring us the Trojan Tradie. You know what today is, boys? So in line with Fletchy's birthday and all those other famous people's birthday, it's National Siblings Day. What have you got?
Seven. I'm one of seven.
One of seven. I'm one of six.
Yeah. I'm the baby, though.
Yeah. I'm the oldest, though.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Happy National Siblings Day. Who's your favourite sibling in it? In anything, any sport, any code, anything really? Who's your favourite sibling? Have a think about it.
Hang on, my sibling?
No, favourite like siblings out there.
Oh, okay.
Famous siblings.
Walters Ernie. Brothers.
The Walters boys.
Yeah.
Very hard to beat.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Good fun.
What about the Johns boys?
You been out with them?
Yeah.
Walters boys, much better. Walters boys. Yeah, I've thought about the Johns
Have
boys.
You say, who's your favourite siblings in sport? Let us know on the text line, 0457 736 736. To all my A-grade siblings, I say hello to you. It is Monday A-grades
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, and I've got a beauty.
Have you now?
I've got a beauty. I'm just going to give you one that's not on my list.
Yeah.
But it is the Shell service station, the public toilet, the toilets there. If you're going to offer public toilets to the public with your giant brick and the key, what's that go to? Like full brick. I'm not going to steal your key, especially when your Brasco looks like that. It's the worst Brasco I've ever seen. It is diabolical what's in there. Cobwebs. It was just rank. They didn't clean it.
Mm.
No soap.
Yeah.
No paper towels. And the toilet paper was that, you know, that rank little ones that just pulls out and it's just a square.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like sandpaper, the jagged edge.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette. Anyway, like, if you're going to offer that service with your key and a brick, clean your Brasco. You're an A grade, but that's not my A grade.
No, okay, well, this is not my A grade either, but you reminded me because Preston Campbell taught me this many years ago. He said, when you go into places where there's high traffic, you know, salespeople, I think I've shared this before, whether it's working at a Coles or Woolworths, and when you're speaking to the attendant, ask them at least two questions because everyone's rushing past them. They're all
sorry, just to clarify, the attendant is the checkout chick.
The checkout person, yes, right. And I say attendant because at the service station and those sorts of things. He said, always ask them two questions or more just to, it breaks up their day and it makes them feel important, right? And I said, I've done that ever since he said that 15 years ago. And it dawned on me, this one bloke who
Fraser.
Must be...
who
false.
Breaking.
It dawned on me, right, all of those, Fraser, Dawn, Breaking, etc., that this one particular attendant...
Goldie.
Each, rhyming slang. Jeff.
Come on, get through this.
So it dawned on me that when I go to this attendant, each and every time I'll say to him, hey, mate, how's your day? Been better. Like every time. So it's not just been a one-off where it's been better. So I'm trying with this one particular bloke, how's your day, mate? Been better. Like, just give me nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe he's sick of you. Maybe he doesn't want to talk to you. There are some, I wouldn't want to be talking to people.
No, that's
making
exactly
small
right.
talk.
Exactly right.
No.
Never been better as well. I've heard one.
Yeah.
Never been better. Oh,
is that sarcastic?
I don't know. Mm. Well, that's it. Like, the whole greetings and stuff needs a bit of a
I tell you, when I was in the north of England, I was in Wigan, and you know how they say, you're right. You say, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. And that was... After 6 months, the guy kept saying it to me. You're right. And I thought he was saying it for the first 2 or 3 weeks when he said it. You're right. I'd say, yeah, it's all going good. I thought he meant like are you settling in okay?
Yeah.
And after I was there for 6 months, I pulled him up. I said, mate, I'm sweet. Like, there's no need to keep saying that, but it's like, g'day.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right. You're right.
And when I was in Canada, they can't understand the how you're going. They're like, going?
Same thing, isn't it? How are you going?
They get confused.
Yeah.
They go, and I'm not going anywhere. Like, no, how are you going as a person right now?
Yeah.
They also, the Pommies also picked up on all Aussies, and I didn't really notice it. Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but. We always say yeah, but.
Yeah, yeah. A positive with a negative being followed.
Yeah, but no.
Nah, it's, I love this stuff.
Same as the Nepalese culture.
Right.
So when I was doing the cleaning, the Nepalese culture is, if you're cleaning somewhere, and I say, can you clean that Brasco at the Shell service station? They shake their head, which means yes.
Oh.
So I'm going, do you understand? And they shake their head. And I'm going, do you understand? And they said, yes, I understand, Brian. But then they shake his head. It must be, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Finchie, when you said England playing over there, reminded me, Finchie reminded me of a story on the weekend. Remember you'd play at Castleford?
And the jungle?
But in the jungle... If you had to go to the Brasco, He actually shared it with the opposition team.
No, that was it. Where you played, Salford.
Was that was Castleford. Salford had the little short.
Yeah, but you had to walk through.
Yeah.
So you walked through our dressing room.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, outstanding memories. There you go. So have your say on the text line, 0457 736 736. The Coffee Sisters, Jackie.
Yeah, they're surfers.
Coffee, is that how you say it? Coffee Sisters?
Yep, there's Ellie Coffee, Billie Jean Coffee, and Ruby Coffee.
Is that right? Wow.
Mm. Yeah, they're big on the internet, right, Fletch?
Mm. Yes, they are, but they're not surfing professionally anymore, are they?
No.
They're more influencers, would you say?
Yeah, or they've got OnlyFans as well.
What?
Yeah.
Press that.
I swear we've talked about this before. On air as well.
I didn't know that.
Here's another birthday, Fletch. Happy birthday, Fletch. Also celebrating a birthday today is the Parramatta Eels. 74 years young today. Played their first premiership game in 1947. Regards, Troy from Para.
Good omen.
Yeah.
I've got the Eels tat too.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I like that.
You see it?
Yeah.
I had to get it for an... Well, I lost the bet with Hind.
Oh, you actually have got the Eels tat?
Yeah. Underneath the Roosters.
Oh, mate. I thought you were taking the... You have?
Yeah.
What does it say?
It's the postcode, which is 2150.
50,
which is probably the next time they win the cup.
Oh, have you say 1300 01 1170 is the way to get involved. Coming up a little bit later as well, we're going to go through our Monday A grades. We're going to speak with Ronnie Blakey ahead of the WSL. Looking forward to that. The winner goes into the draw as well for the IMAR quiz. So the 2021 65-inch TV valued at almost $1,900 with thanks to Bing Lee is up for grabs. Bing Lee has been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Now, if you've missed any of the shows, you can download the SEN app to listen to all Joel and Fletch shows, as well as Morning Glory with Matty John. So looking forward to that as well. Quick break, and back with plenty more here. We'll talk Masters, we'll talk all other sports. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch.